Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Pei Hey. We left off on Daf Pei Dalet on Beis. We are five lines from the end of the page. Amru Lo Tkiyah Shofar B'Gvul Tochiach. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Lishmas' mother, called Basimcha LaShalom, and Hashem Shav Naliyah. And we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. First thing we're going to talk about today is we were in the middle of discussing a Braisa. The Gemara had a machlokas, whether we perform Kisei Adam when we have to Shecht on Shabbat. So we had a braisa that brought some funny rayas from Mila and from Tkiyah Shofar. So we're going to try to explain some of the lines of that braisa. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about a machlokas if we do Kisei Adam when it was a shechita shein ru'uya. Yeshechted a trefa, yeshechted a avodah zarah, yeshechted a shor niskal, something like that. So is there the shechita is not going to yield heter achila on the animal? So do we assume that that's considered a shechita legabe Kisei Adam, that one would be required to do Kisei Adam, is going to be a machlokas. The Gemara is going to note that Rebbe splits his psak whether shechita sheinu yishma shechita or not. That when it comes to Osov Espino, he says that shechita sheinu ruya is a shechita, and therefore yichayev for Osov Espino. But when it comes to Kisei Adam, shechita sheinu ruya suddenly is not a shechita, and you're not going to be chayev in Kisei Adam on a shechita sheinu ruya. So the Gemara is going to explain why Rebbe splits his psak in that regard. Then the Gemara is going to point out that regardless of what you hold about shechita shein ruya, everyone agrees that a shechita shein ruya is not matir the food, it's not matir the beima ba'achila, and everybody agrees that the animal is not a nevela, that it does save it from becoming a nevela. We're going to show how we know that to be the case. Then the Gemara is going to bring a raya that Rabbi Shimon holds that shechul shnishchu bazara is usher to eat on a da'oraisa level, and then at the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have a story where Rebbe seemed to suggest being mevatel the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, where someone had a problem and the solution that Rebbe suggested to the problem seemed to involve shechting an oaf and avoiding the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, and we're going to try to explain how Rebbe held that way. So again, we're up to Amrulo, five lines from the end of the page, and what we are doing is we're trying to explain lines in this braisa where we had this this braisa about shechting on Shabbos, about doing Kisei Adam when you shechted on Shabbos. So the Braisa had told us that a koi, a safik chai, a safik behema, cannot be shechted on Yom Tov, and if you do, you don't do Kisei Adam. And the Braisa made a kal v'chomer from Mila, that Mila is a vadai Mila is going to be docha Shabbos, but a safik Mila is not even docha Yom Tov. So Kisei Adam, where a vadai Kisei Adam is not docha Shabbos, all the more so safik Kisei Adam is not going to be docha Yom Tov. So what we learned last time was we said about Kisei Adam that Vadai is Eino Docha Shabbos, and that's why we quoted this Braisa, because that was the Raya, that when you do Kisei Adam on Shabbos, that you're not, that when you do a Shechita rather on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do Kisei Adam. So that was a Raya in that discussion, whether you do Kisei Adam on a Shechita that's done on Shabbos. But once the Braisa mentioned that, the Braisa then went back and forth a little bit and said, well, Tkiyah Shofar B'Gvulim Tochiach, that Tkiyah Shofar outside of the Beis HaMikdash, where a Vadai Chiv Tkiyah Shofar is not Docha Shabbos, and yet a Safek Chiv of Tkiyah Shofar is Docha Yom Tov. So is it necessarily an equation that's true, that whenever the Vadai is not Docha Shabbos, it means the Safek is not going to be Docha Yom Tov? By Tkiyah Shofar, the Safek is Docha Yom Tov, but we don't know what that means. We don't know what that's talking about. So now the Gemara explains, Amru Lo Tkiyah Shofar B'Gvulim Tochiach, that he said in the Braisa, that how can you make this equation? That whenever the Vadai is not going to be Docha Shabbos, it means the Safek is not going to be Docha Yom Tov, but we find by Tkiyah Shofar outside of the Mikdash, She'ein Vado'a Docha Shabbos Usveika Docha Yom Tov, where a Vadai Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is not going to be Docha Shabbos, and yet a Safek Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar is going to be Docha Yom Tov. Well, my Sveika, what do you mean Safek Mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? Ilem Safek Chol Safek Yom Tov. If you're going to say that the case is that it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and you don't know which day is Yantiv, so Safek Tkiyah Shofar is Doch Yantiv in the sense that we blow Shofar on 2 days of Yantiv even though we don't know which day is the real day of Yom Tov. Well, Hashta Vada Yom Tov Dachya. If Tkiyah Shofar is done on a day that's Vada Yom Tov, Safek Yom Tov, Safek Chol Mibayi, so obviously on a day that might actually be a weekday, you're allowed to do Tkiyah Shofar. Meaning what we're saying over here is that even though tkiya shofar is like a chil Shabbos kind of thing, that it somehow involves some sort of chil Shabbos v'yom tov, that still you're allowed to do it on a suffik yom tov. You're allowed to do it on a vada yom tov. So of course you have a mitzvah to do it on a vada yom tov. So of course you're allowed to do it on a suffik yom tov. So how can you bring a raya from here that a suffik kisui is a reason is not going to be doche yom tov? So Ella, so says the Gemara, it has to be that the Brisa is not talking about suffik yom tov, meaning that it's a suffik whether today is a yom tov or a weekday. No, it means suffik ish, suffik isha, that we have a suffik whether this person is obligated in tkiya shofar. Tkiya shofar is one of the rare examples of mitzvah shazman grama that a woman is actually potter from, and a woman is potter. So if a person is a suffik ish, suffik isha, and that they still do tkiya shofar on a vada yom tov, and that's the pircha to Rabbi Yossi that he learned from Mila that kisei adam, which is vada eino docha Shabbos, the suffik is not going to be docha yom, where when it's vada it's not docha Shabbos, the suffik is not going to be docha yom tov. That tkiya shofar, which is vada eino docha Shabbos, when it's a chiyuv vada it's not docha Shabbos, and nevertheless when it's a chiyuv mi suffik, the person is a suffik ish, suffik isha, it's still going to be docha yom tov. For Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi, the reason he didn't think of this pircha from tkiya shofar is because he's letamei. He goes l'shitaso damri isha vadalis nami taka. He holds even a vada isha does tkiya shofar, meaning she may not be mechuyev in the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, but she could certainly volunteer the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. So therefore, even if a woman, if it was an isha vada, if it was 100% a woman, she would still be allowed to do tkiya shofar. But by kisui dam of a koi, if we knew that this was a behema and not a chaya, it happens to be a koi, a safi chaya, safi behema. But if we knew that this was a behema and not a chaya, it would absolutely be usher to do the kisui adam on Yom Tov. So koi, which is a safik, whether it's a chaya or a behema, we're likewise not going to be a mechal Yom Tov. Where did we find that Rabbi Yossi holds that a woman is allowed to do tkiya shofar, she can volunteer the mitzvah of tkiya shofar? Titania, b'nei Yisrael somchin, v'lo b'nos Yisrael somchos. That b'nei Yisrael, a male Jewish people do smicha on their karbanos, female Jewish people do not do smicha on their karbanos. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon omrim, but Rabbi Yossi old, and Rabbi Shimon as well, that nashim somchos rishos, that women are allowed to do smicha even though they're not chayavos to do so. And it's not a violation of avodah b'kachim. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds that they are likewise allowed to do tkiya shofar and Rosh Hashanah even though they're not chayiv to do it, and it's not considered a chilul of Yom Tov. That just like a woman is pater from the mitzvah of smicha, and nevertheless she's allowed to volunteer the mitzvah of smicha, so too the woman is pater from tkiya shofar, she's allowed to volunteer tkiya shofar. Why wouldn't she be allowed to volunteer? Because there's an isra on the other side of it, meaning to do smicha is to do something with a karban that you're not supposed to do, with some sort of hanah from a karban. So if it's not a mitzvah, it should be an isr. So too when it comes to tkiya shofar, blowing a shofar on Yom Tov, that's some sort of malacha type of thing. What exactly? It's chachma veina malacha, but it's some sort of something that seems not right to do on Yom Tov. If you were to take a shofar and blow it on Sukkot, that would be a problem, right? So it's something that's not right on Yom Tov. And yet we say that women are allowed to volunteer it, that they're allowed to do that that mitzvah. Now the way Rashi learns over here is that when we're saying that women are allowed to do smicha, according to Rabbi Yossi, it means literally to do the isra malacha of malacha v'behemas hegdish shelo l'tzarech. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon hold that even though they're not chayiv, they're allowed to do that, to do smicha b'chol kocham. Tosa says no, even Rabbi Yosef would not allow women to do smicha b'chol kocha, to do the proper smicha as the mitzvah is meant to be done. And this is based on the sugyan Chagiga Tezayin, where the Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef says that Abba Elazar had told him that they once had an egel shel zivchei shlamim, and they brought it to the Ezra's Nashim, and the women did smicha on it. And he says, not because smicha benashim, that women are allowed to do smicha, but kedei lasos ruach, nachas ruach lenashim, that we did it not because women are supposed to do smicha, but it made them feel good. So that's why we did it. So the Gemara over there says, kedei lasos nachas ruach lenashim, you're going to violate an isra of avodah b'kachim? You're not allowed to do avodah b'kachim. How could you violate an isra d'araisa? Because a woman says, pretty please. You know, that doesn't seem right. So the Gemara answers that no, they didn't do real smicha. They didn't do smicha b'chol kochan. time, they just put their hands by the head of the behemah as a as something that looked like smicha, and they allowed it because first of all they weren't really doing the isra of avodah b'kachim, and second of all it made them feel good. So if you can make someone feel good without violating an isra, might as well. So Tosa says, so what's Rashi talking about over here? Rashi is learning Rabbi Yossi that nashim somchos, that women are allowed to do smicha, that they're mamish doing smicha. What are you talking about? The Gemara was explicit that they nachas ruach l'nashim, they didn't do real smicha, it was just a fake smicha. So Tosa says that the Gemara is not what Rashi's saying. When Rabbi Yossi was matir smicha b'nashim in our Gemara, it means that it was a fake smicha. What's the big deal to be matir it then? That even though it's near a kavodah b'kachim, not that it's actually avodah b'kachim, but it looks like avodah b'kachim. And that's the perfect dimyon to tkiyah shofar, because tkiyah shofar is chachma ve'ena malacha. It's not a real malacha, but it's something that seems like it's a malacha type thing. And that's why we're saying normally we wouldn't be happy about it, but about doing it stam for no reason. But since it's a mitzvah, and a woman who wants to volunteer the mitzvah, so she's allowed to do it even though it violates something. So the same is true when it comes to the smicha. We allow the woman to volunteer it even though it violates something. It's some sort of violation of something. Now this enters into the large sugya of women making brachos on mitzvah shas mangrama. Tosos in a number of places in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel and Erevin Daf Tzadivav quotes the sheet of Rabbi Natam that even though women are potter for mitzvah shas mangrama, they're able to be mekayim the mitzvah like Rabbi Yossi says that and we always pass like Rabbi Yossi because nimuko imo. The Gemara in Gittin says that whenever Rabbi Yossi says something, the logic is very glut, and therefore we always pass like him, and he says that they're allowed to do smicha even though there's a little bit of zilzul b'kachim in so doing. So too women are knowing to be mekayim mitzvah shasman grama, and that's perfectly fine, and once they're doing it they could say the bracha on it as well, and it's not a bracha levatala. And Tosfos brings a lot of rayas that anyone who's mekayim a mitzvah even though they're pater from the mitzvah is able to say a bracha. And he says shekein matzinu besuma, that we find the same thing by a blind person, that even according to those opinions that a blind person is pater from mitzvos, he's allowed to make a bracha on the mitzvahs that he's mekayim. So too, women, even though they're pater from mitzvah shas man grama, if they want, they're allowed to say a bracha. And then Tos says maybe yesh litchos, because the suma is chayiv in mitzvahs on the drabbanan level, and that's why you can make a bracha, whereas women in mitzvah shas man grama are not chayiv at all, not even mid drabbanan. So we make brachas on mitzvahs drabbanan. So a suma is chayiv on the drabbanan level. Tos says raya that a suma says a bracha is that Rabbi Yosef said that mitchila he would have made a yamatava l'rabbanan for anyone who would tell him that a suma is pata from mitzvos. That initially he would make a party for anyone who would say that a suma is pata from mitzvos, because he's a suma and he does the mitzvos anyway. So he's he would think that he's getting a much greater schar. But then once he realized that gadol ha-mitzuva v'yose yoser mimi she'ena mitzuva v'yose, then he wasn't going to make a, then he would make a yamatava l'rabbanan for anyone who would say that a suma is chayiv in mitzvos. He realizes that he's better off being chayiv in mitzvos, and he gets a greater schar. So Tos says, what was he thinking mitchila? That it's better to be part of a mitzvos, but what's going to be with all the brachos? Meaning, granted, he's volunteering and he's doing all these mitzvos, but he's losing out on all the birchos of mitzvah. Elamai, he wasn't losing out. He was saying those birchos of mitzvah. So you see that someone who's pater from mitzvos, meaning Rabbi Yosef's mindset, that he thought he was pater from, that he thought he might be pater from mitzvos, and he was still saying a bracha. So you see that someone who's pater from mitzvos says a bracha anyway. So they use that raya from Summa about nashim. So the Rambam passings that women cannot say a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama, it's asher kidushan mitzvos of vitzi vanu, and there's no vitzi vanu if you're not a mitzvah. And some of the Ashkenazi Achronim think that the Rambam is more compelling than the Bali Atosos. Even though the Rama paskins explicitly that women do recite a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama, that Ashkenazi women do recite a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin and a few others are not so thrilled with that, and they think that they shouldn't. But nevertheless, the overwhelming practice of Sephardi women is not to say a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama like the Rambam, and Ashkenazi women to yes say a bracha on mitzvah shazman grama. Rama, and it all starts with this idea of volunteering a mitzvah, and what level of mitzvah do we consider it when one volunteers a mitzvah as an ena mitzvah v'viosa, like the sugi over here about smicha. So anyway, the Gemara asks on the response that the Chum have in the Braisa against the Kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yossi, Amar Ravino ulumay dekaim Rabbanami, even according to the Rabbanim that hold that a woman is not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, meaning we just said, oh, we're going like Rabbi Yossi, that they can volunteer the mitzvah. But the Rabbanan held that they're not allowed to volunteer the mitzvah, they're not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And on the limud that Rabbi Yossi has from Mila, that if a vadei chiyuv is not docha Shabbos, then a safik chiyuv shouldn't be docha Yom Tov, they brought a raya from tkiya shofar, that a safik tkiya shofar is docha Yom Tov, even though a vadei tkiya shofar is not going to be docha Shabbos. So they said, therefore, by kisei adam, just like sveiko, that it should likewise, the suffix should be docha Yom Tov, even though the vadai is not docha Shabbos. Unlike Rabbi Yossi, who said that since the vadai is not docha Shabbos, the suffix is not docha Yom Tov. So islei pircha, there's a response to the chachamim as well, and that is malat tkiya shofar sheken vada docha Shabbos b'mikdash. When it comes to tkiya shofar, where a suffix tkiya shofar is docha Yom Tov anywhere, but a vadai tkiya shofar is not docha, is docha Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, they blew shofar. Even when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, the Gemara says Beis HaMikdash, and then Kol Makom Sheish Bo Beis Din, they would blow shofar. That was a big tumult back in the, I think it was in the 1800s, where someone wanted to go to Yerushalayim and blow shofar on Shabbos there, because they held that that has a din of Mikdash, and if the whole year it has a din of Mikdash, so they wanted to blow shofar in Yerushalayim on Shabbos, because we don't do it outside of the Mikdash, but in the Mikdash we do blow shofar on Shabbos. So the shaila wasn't whether you should do it or not, most absolutely rejected it, but the shaila is, should you go? Meaning, if someone's doing it anyway, is there any kiyum mitzvah in listening to the shofar? Because on a daraisa level, you're for sure chayiv in shofar. It's on Midr Rabbanan that we say, Gzeir Hashem Yavi Renu Dalam versus Ram. So when the Rabbanan make a gzeir not to do it, do you gain anything by latching on to someone else who's doing it? Or do you say, no, the whole thing's a mitzvah, baba vera, and you're not allowed to do it? But anyway, so it says more Tomar, so we could learn from there B'kisoy Delesei Klal, can you learn from there to Kisei Adam, where there's no chiyuv of Kisei Adam on Shabbos at all, even when you shecht a vadei chaya? So since the mitzvah of tkiya shofar is so chamor that there's a way that it could be knowing even on Shabbos, maybe tkiya shofar is not a good model to bring us a raya to Kisei Adam, which can never be done on Shabbos. So therefore, we should learn the mitzvah of Kisei Adam from the mitzvah of Mila, where a suffix is not docha Yom Tov, like Rabbi Yossi. So says Mar Heshev Rabbi Elazar Kappa Baribi. Rabbi Elazar Kappa Baribi responds to Rabbi Yossi's taina, Mala Mila Shkenen Noheges B'leil Yom Tovim, that Mila doesn't apply on Yom Tov nights. So says Gemara, what? That's a strange formulation. B'leil Yom Tovim Udula Naga B'shar Leil Naga. You're telling me that Mila applies on other nights of the year? It only doesn't apply on Yom Tov nights. So it says, well, no, that was a strange formulation, but the point is still the same. Ella, meaning what he really meant to say is, Mala Mila Shekein Eino Hagas Belelos Kibiyamim, that the reason a Suffolk Mila is not Tocha Yom Tov is because Mila is more Kal. It only applies during the days. It doesn't even apply at night. Tomar B'Kisui, you're going to therefore carry over the Dinam of Mila to the Dinam of Kisui Adam, Shenoig Belelos Kibiyamim, where it is Noig at night, and the Suffolk is not going to be Tocha Yom Tov. Since it's noig belelos, it's more chamur, and therefore the sveika should be docha yom tov. So you can't learn from Mila that suffik Mila is not docha yom tov. So to kisei adam, no, suffik Mila is not docha yom tov because you don't even do Mila at night. Mila is more kal. So kisei adam is more chamur that applies at night as well, and therefore a suffik kisei adam may very well be docha yom tov, which is an interesting thing that we view Mila as a davar kal because it's not noig belelos. Meaning, is that necessarily, the Gemara seems to assume, that's a reflection of the severity of the mitzvah. Mila normally we view as a davar chum. It's the only mitzvah, one of only two mitzvahs, sheyesh bo kares, shenichrusu alei yud gimel brisos. It's like a big deal, Mila. But if, from this one perspective, that it doesn't, that the mitzvah is not activated at night. The mitzvah only applies during the day. So in that sense, it's considered a davar kal. And then the Gemara just quotes the last line of the Braisa, that the Braisa says Amar Rabbi Abba Zechem and Advarm Shom Rabbi Chia and Liyaleh and Tshuva Veishav Rabbi Lazar Kapor Bribi Tshuva, that even though Rabbi Chia didn't have a response, Rabbi Lazar Kapor had a response. Fine, now we move on to the next Mishnah. Shechita She'en Ru'uya is the topic of this Mishnah. So Ashochet V'nimtzes Trefa, Yishecht a Chayor an Oaf, and it turned out that it was a Trefa. V'ashochet Lavod Zchavim, or Yishecht a Chayor an Oaf Lavod Azara. V'ashochet Chulim Bifnim, or Yishecht Chulim Ba'azara of a Chayor an Oaf. V'kachim B'chutz, or Yishecht an Oaf that's kachim outside of the Azara. Or Chayor an Oaf Haniskalim, Yishecht a Chayor an Oaf that should be receiving Skila. Let's say they were involved in the issue of revia, of bestiality. So the Torah says, Ish asher yitein shechvaso bebehema mos yumas ve'es habehema ta'arogu. Or the other example would be if it killed somebody. If this animal killed somebody, so it's not only a shor haniskal, you'd be chayiv to kill chayiv ha'of that killed somebody as well. So let's say you did a shechita on a chayiv ha'of that needs skila. So Rameir mechayiv, Rameir says in all these cases, you still do kisei adam, because granted it's a shechita shein ruya, but Rameir holds shechita shein ruya, shma shechita. So you're still going to do kisei adam. The Chum potim, the Chum say, no, you don't do kisei adam, it's a shechita shein ruya, shechita shein ruya is lav shma shechita, and therefore there's no mitzvah of kisei adam in these cases. But hashochet v'nisnabla biyado, if you shecht l'chayv off and it's a nevela, you didn't do a proper shechita, there's a pegima in the knife, you did a drisa, whatever, you didn't do a proper shechita. Hanocher, you tear open the chaya lengthwise, or you choke an oaf or something like that, so you didn't do a shechita. V'ma'aker, you're oker the simanim, the kana and the veshet of the chaya or the oaf from where they're attached b'kavana, and you didn't therefore do a proper shechita. So in all those cases, patam milchasos. So even Rabbi Meir, who holds that a shechita shein ruya is shma shechita and is therefore going to be chayv in kisei adam, but it has to be a maisa shechita. But if you didn't even do a maisa shechita, you shoot an animal in the head, that's not a maisa shechita, and therefore you're not going to be chayv in kisei adam. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ra'a Rabbi Dvarav Shal Rabbi Meir ba'osav espino. Rabbi sided with Rabbi Meir when it comes to shechita shein ruya legabe osav espino, meaning Rabbi Meir holds shechita shein ruya is shma shechita. So Rebbe says, yeah, as far as Osav Espino is concerned, a shechita shein ruya is a valid shechita, and therefore it's going to be chayiv for Osav Espino, and therefore shna'o b'lashon chachamim. When Rebbe taught the Mishnah back on Daf Pei Aleph, he reflected Rebbe Meir's shechita as if it were the chachamim, as a way of saying that we paskin that way, that the chachamim say that if you shecht a behema and it's vlad biyom echad, and one of them was a shechita shein ruya, you're chayiv malkus anyway, because it's Shema Shechita. So Rabbi taught it as the Chachamim. Ud Rabbi Shimon b'kisei Adam, but Rabbi sided with Rabbi Shimon's Shita that a Shechita Shein Ruya is lo Shema Shechita when it comes to kisei Adam. And therefore, Ushna'o b'lashon Chachamim. In our Mishnah, he says that the Chacham hold that if you shecht a Shechita Shein Ruya, you're patur from kisei Adam, even though it's really just the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, because that's Rabbi's way of guiding us to Paskin like Rabbi Shimon when it comes to the mitzvah of kisei adam. So the Gemara tries to explain what exactly is the basis of the machlokas of Rameir and Rabbi Shimon by Osav Espino, and through that, why does Rabbi think Rameir is right in that case, and what's the basis of the machlokas Rameir and Rabbi Shimon legabe kisei adam, and why would Rabbi side with Rabbi Shimon in that case? So the Gemara says, my time is Rameir by Osav Espino. Why does Rameir hold that shechita shein ruya shma shechita legabe Osav Espino when it comes to the Yisr of Shechting Osav Espino on Yom Echad? So I'm Rabbi Shobel Levi, Gomer Shechita Shechita Mishchut Echutz. He has a Gzeir Shava. It says the Lashon of Shechita in the Parsha of Osav Espino. It says, Vishar Oseh Osav Espino Lo Tishchatu biyom echad, and it says lashon shechita by kachem that shechted chutz la'azara. It says ishish mi beis yisrael asher yishchat sharo kesev veiz b'machne asher yishchat michutz la'machane. So it's yishchat michutz la'machane. So shechita of kachem b'chutz is lashon yishchat as well. So ma hasam, just like by kachem that shechted b'chutz, shechita she'en ruya. By definition, it's a shechita she'en ruya because it's going to be asr ba'achil. Tefillah, the Rashi in Kiddushin explains it's because it's hektish, that it's asur ba'ana mechayim at the time that you were maktish it, and it only a hektish can only become mutter to eat when you do a shechita and zrikas adam al gabei mizbeach. But over here you shechted this bechutz, and therefore you didn't go through the normal protocols to be matir the isra ana that was that's on that animal as soon as you were maktish it. So by definition, a shechita of kachem bechutz is a shechita shein ruya, and nevertheless shema shechita, it's still considered to be a shechita for which you're going to be chayiv kares for violating shechutei chutz. So afacha, so over here also, but din of also is no afacha nami shechita shein ruya shema shechita, that is shechita shein ruya shema shechita. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon who holds by the din of also is no that shechita shein ruya is lo shema shechita. My timer, where does he get that from? So Amar Rabbi Mani Bar Patish Gamar, he learns gzeira shava from mitvach tavach vachein, from the story with Yosef HaTzadik, that he had them prepare meat for a feast with his brothers. So tzvach tevach v'achein. So malal, just like by Yosef HaTzadik, shechita ru'iya, undoubtedly it was a shechita ru'iya to feed his brothers. So afkan shechita ru'iya. So here also it's a shechita ru'iya. Rabbi Meir nami ligmar mitavach. Well, why doesn't Rabbi Meir learn from Yosef HaTzadik? Why does Rabbi Meir meaning he's got a din about Osav Espino, and he wants to learn it from somewhere. So you can choose to either learn it from Shchutei Chutz, or you can learn it from Yosef. Why learn from Shchutei Chutz that a Shchita Shein Ruya is Shema Shchita? Learn from Yosef that it's a Dafka Shchita Ruya is Shema Shchita, but a Shchita Shein Ruya is Lo Shema Shchita. So, well, done in Shchita Mishchita, Vein done in Shchita Mitvicha. Well, very simply, because the word Shchita doesn't appear by the story of Yosef HaTzadik. The word Tvicha appears, and Tvicha means Shchita, but the word Shchita doesn't appear over there. So we'd rather have something that's more aligned in terms of the terminology that the Torah uses. Now, Tosos raises a problem over here. When a person is gonev shar oseh utvacho, or mecharo, but over here we'll talk about tvacho, the halach is yechayiv dalad vehei. So Rabbi Meir holds in Baba Kama, Dafayin Aleph, that let's say you steal a shar oseh and you do a shechita shein ruya on it. Are you still chayiv dalad vehei? So Rabbi Meir holds, you do a shechita shein ruya, you're still chayiv dalad vehei. But over there, does the Torah say ushchat or utvacho? The Torah says utvacho, so it should have said a tvicha of sharvaseh that is stolen. We should learn it from Yosef, that by Yosef it's an exact match of the words, and by Yosef it's only a shechita ru'uya, and therefore we should say by dalet vehei it should only be a shechita ru'uya. So how, based on what we're saying now, that Rav Meir says I'm going to learn shechita from shechita, I'm not going to learn shechita from tvicha. Okay, but then learn tvicha from tvicha. By dalet vehei shechita shein ru'uya should be lo shma shechita according to Rabbi Meir. So And apparently it's not. So Tosos answers that even though it says a lashon of tvicha by both of them, we learn tvicha shel geneva, which was a tvicha shel aveira from shchita of shchutei chutz, which is also a shchita of aveira, rather than than learning it from Yosef, which was not a shchita of aveira. So even though the terminology of tvicha matches up better with dalet vehei to Yosef, But there's a mismatch in that by Yosef it wasn't an Aveira. By Dalet Vehei it's a Tvicha Shel Aveira. So we'd rather learn the Tvicha Shel Aveira directly from something else that's an Aveira, namely Shchutei Chutz, which is an Aveira. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Manaf Kamina, says Gemara, what's Rav Meir's hesitancy? He doesn't want to learn Shchita from Tvicha because they're slightly different words, but they mean the same thing. Hatana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, don't we know that when it comes to learning a Gezeirah Shavah, you could be off on the words a little bit and it could still be a valid Gezeirah Shavah? Okay, after all, Rabbi Shmuel taught when it comes to darshaning the parsha of Nige Batim, of Tzara'as on a house, Vishav HaKohen, Uva HaKohen, that the Pasuk says Vishav HaKohen, and the Pasuk says Uva HaKohen, and we dash in Zui Shiva Zui Bia, that whatever it says by Yeshav HaKohen applies to Uva HaKohen, and vice versa, because Shiva and Bia mean the same thing. So since it means the same thing, you can learn Gzeira Shava from two words that mean the same thing, even though they aren't exactly the same words. So says Gemara, no, that's if you don't have another option of where to learn it from. But Avalika Dedamile, Midedamile Athena, You would, if you have an option, I could either learn Shechita from somewhere else that it says Shechita, or I could learn Shechita from Tvicha. So obviously you go for the better match. When there's no better match, and it's Vesha Vuva, and there's no other option, so then you learn, even if it's a little bit off, you can learn a Gzeira Shava. But when there's a better match, you go with the better match. What's this whole business, Vesha Vuva? What do we learn? What's it even talking about? So by the Parsha of Nigei Batim, if a person has a negat saras on his house, the Kohen has to be maskir the house. He closes off the house for 7 days. And then on the seventh day, v'shav ha-Kohen, the Torah says, he returns to the bayis, and he sees that the nega expanded, so they remove the stones where the nega is, and the area around the nega, and they throw it outside of the city, and then they patch it up with other stones and plaster, and then the Kohen closes off the house a second week, and if on the seventh day the Kohen comes and he sees that the nega has returned, so then they take down the stones of the entire house and they throw it all outside of the city. So all of that's in the Pesukim, but it does not say in the Pasuk if after the first Hesker of 7 days the nega does not spread, but it stays exactly as it was, didn't go away, didn't spread, and only after the second 7 days it spreads. So if it stayed as it was after the first 7 days, and then after the second 7 days it actually spread, do we right away take apart the entire house, v'nita tzatzabayis, or do we say, no, that's like a hesker rishon, meaning we would treat that like we would treat if it would have spread after the first week, and then you just take out a few stones, and you patch it up and see what happens, and wait another week. So that's what the Gemara says, v'shav uva, zui shiva, zui bia, that just like by shiva, we do not, we only remove the stones that have the nega, and we close it off for another week, and only after that second week that the nega expands again, that we destroy the whole house. Afbia, so too, if the Kohen comes after the second week, which was after a first week where nothing happened, and he sees that only after the second week it expanded, you don't take the whole house apart. You only take out those stones, and then you wait a third week before you take the whole house apart, if it comes back, to take the whole house apart. So that's the famous Veshava Kohen Uva Kohen. We always just say it without saying what it is. That's the Veshava Kohen Uva Kohen. So Rabbi Shimon Nami asks the Gemara, so why doesn't Rabbi why does Rabbi Shimon not hold like Rabbi Meir that Shechita Shein Ruya Shema Shechita, after all Ligmar Mishchut Echutz? Why does Rabbi Shimon choose to learn from Yosef and not from the more direct comparison to Shechut Echutz, where it says Lashem Shechita by both? So Dan Chulin Michulin Vein Dan Chulin Mikachim. Because if you have the choice to learn from Yosef, which was Basar Chulin, we'd rather learn a din about Basar Chulin from Basar Chulin rather than to learn a din about Basar Chulin from a din of Basar Kachim. And Shechut Echutz is Basar Kachim. V'Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir who learns Osov Espino from Kachim Bachutz, what's he going to respond to that? Osov Espino is chulin, it's not kachim. So says Mara, atu Osov Espino b'kachim ilo noeg? What do you mean? Osov Espino could be anything. Could be chulin or it could be kachim. So there's no reason to assume Osov Espino is dafka chulin and therefore needs to be learned from chulin. It applies by kachim as well. V'ayinu d'kama Rabbi Chia, ra'a Rabbi Dvar, shalom meir, b'Osov Espino, shno b'lashon chamim. And that's why Rabbi agreed with Rabbi Meir when it came to Osov Espino. He felt that he had the last word. He had the more compelling argument that the only reason Rabbi Shimon was going to say otherwise was because he'd rather learn chulin from chulin, but it doesn't say anywhere that Osav Espino is only about chulin. So my time with Rameir b'kisei adam. So now let's take a look at the machlokas of shechita shein ruya as it relates to kisei adam. So I'm Reb Shimon Lakish. Gamar shvicha shvicha mi shchut echutz. We learn shvicha shvicha from shchut echutz. Malan on shechita shein ruya shma shechita. Just like by shchut echutz, it's still called the shechita even though it's ein ruya. Afkan shechita shein ruya shma shechita. So b'kisei adam as well. Rabbi Shimon asher yeyachel ksiv. And Rabbi Shimon would say that why doesn't he learn from Shechut Echutz and Shechita Shein Ruya Shema Shechita, and it's going to be Chayv in Kisei Adam, because it sounds like the Torah only is mitzvah to be mechasa the dam if you're going to eat the basar, and Shechita Shein Ruya, you can't eat the basar. V'Rabbi Meir, Halumutei of Tamei Hudasa, that's just coming to tell me that if it's a non-kosher bird, there's no mitzvah of Kisei. V'Rabbi Shimon of Tamei, my Taima, what is Rabbi Shimon, what's the reason that of Tamei is part from Kisei Adam? Delav Barachilahu, meaning, yes, the Torah is telling me not to do it on an of Tamei, because you can't eat it. Well, trefa nami lav barachilahu. Just like enough tame you can't eat it, trefa you also can't eat. So it's coming to exclude both. Ah, so Rebbe thought that was a pretty compelling argument. That Rebbe sided with Rabbi Shimon in the midst of Kisei Adam because he had the more compelling argument. He had the last word. Amar Rabbi Abba, lola kolam Rameir shchita shein ruya shma shchita. Mod Rameir shein matiras bachila. Even Rameir holds the shchita shein ruya is a shchita. Will hold you not let to eat it when it's a shchita shein ruya. Lola kolam Rabbi Shimon shchita shein ruya lo shma shchita. Mod Rabbi Shimon shematarat midein nevela. Rabbi Shimon's going to be mod. It's still not going to be a nevela, even though the shchita shein ruya is not a real shchita. Amar Mar. So let's analyze each side of this. Lola kolam Rameir shchita shein ruya shma shchita. Mod Rameir shein matiras bachila. Pshita treifa b'shchita mimishtaria. What do you mean? What's the big chiddush that you're not allowed to eat it? Of course, it's a treifa. That's why you're not allowed to eat it. So says Mar Lo Tzricha Leshok this treifa Matzuba Ben Tes Chai. No, the case is you shech the treifa and there's a living fetus inside of there that was full term. So Sal Ketayte Chamina Hold Amar Meir Shchita Shein Ruy Shma Shchita. So Tain Le Shchita Sima Velo Libay Shchita. I might have thought that since Rameir Hold the Shchita Shein Ruy Shma Shchita, at least that should be Matir the baby. So Kamash Malan. That's why Rabbi Abba tells me that even Rav Meir would say the shchita of a treifa mother is not going to be matter the baby. Rav Meir ben Pakua taught in shchita. Rav Meir holds no shchita of a mother is ever matter the baby. Now ben Pakua always needs shchita. So says Malo Tzricha to Rabbi Savla Kramer v'Savla Krabanan. Rabbi doesn't hold that way. Savla Kramer dam shchita shein ruya shma shchita. Rabbi holds like Rav Meir that a shchita shein ruya is shma shchita. But Savla Krabanan dam shchita sima matarato. But he does hold like the Rabbanan that the shchita of the mother does work for the baby. So Kivan Dam Rabban Shchita Sima Matarato, since the Rabban hold that the Shchita of the mother will work, so I would assume that that's true even if the mother's a Trefa. Tani Le Shchita Simo. If you hold that the Shchita of a Trefa is a Shchita Ru'uya, that it has a din of a Shchita, even though the Shchita Shein Ru'uya, so maybe it should work for the baby. V'lo Libay Shchita. So Kamash Malan, that's what Rabbi Abba is coming to teach me. That as far as the Vlad is concerned, the Shchita of a mother who is a Trefa is not going to be Matir the Vlad. And then the other half of the sentence was that even if you hold shchita shenuri is not a shchita, at least the animal is not a nevela. So it says more pshita. What's the chiddush of that? That it's mina behema that we say only some behemos that when they die without a shchita are a nevela. Other behemos when they die without a shchita are not a nevela. So which ones are not a nevela? Vezo, zo, trefa sheshachta. That's a trefa that you shecht. A shchita shein ruya is still not going to be a nevela. So isn't it a davar pashut that when you shecht a trefa and you do a shchita shein ruya that it's not a nevela? So it says, malo tzricha l'shochet es trefa v'yichulin. No. Rabbi Abba is coming to tell me if you shech the behemoth schulin, vi chulin ba'azara. You shech the behemoth trefa as chulin ba'azara, that it's still not a nevela. Ditanya, because you have a brisa, hashochit is a trefa. If you shech an animal that's a trefa, and you could see that it's a trefa, it's missing legs or something. V'chein hashochit v'nimtzei trefa. Or if you shech the behemoth and you didn't know it was a trefa, but then you check afterwards, you see that it was a trefa. V'zev zeh chulin ba'azara. In either case, it's chulin ba'azara. Rabbi Shimon matir ba'ana. Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter ba'ana because by the issue of chulin ba'azara, it says, which means a shchita, and a shchita shein ruya is not called a shchita, so therefore it's not a violation of shchita schulin ba'azara. V'cham mosim, v'cham say no, it's aser ba'ana, because shchita shein ruya is shma shchita, so it is shchita of schulin ba'azara. So sal katay techamina, I might have thought, hol va'am Rabbi Shimon mutter ba'ana, amalav shchita yiklal, that since Rabbi Shimon holds that it's even mutter ba'ana, you're not even going to call that shchita schulin ba'azara, and therefore it's not a shchita at all. Say ima midin ve'lin amin lo matara, so maybe it's not a shchita even to take away the status of nevela. So kamash malon that at least it does that. It takes away the status of nevela. So I'm going to have papal abayv. So Rabbi Shimon chulin ba'azara da'raisi. Does Rabbi Shimon hold that the isra of chulin ba'azara is da'raisa? That you're not allowed to eat chulin ba'azara on a da'raisa level? I'm like, in. Yes, he in fact holds that way. V'atanan, after all, the Mishnah tells us in Temura, Rabbi Shimon amr chulin shnishu ba'azara yisrufu ba'esh chayash nishchata ba'azara v'chein chayash nishchata ba'azara. That chulin that shechta ba'azara should be burnt, and chayish nishchu ba'azara as well, even though you can't bring a chaya in the base of mikdash, and everyone knows that it's not kachim, but they said they were gozer, they have to be so refit. Well, iam bishlamudah raisa, I understand very well if chulin shnishchu ba'azara is a din dal raisa, haynu de gazrinon, chaya atu behema. That makes sense. You make a gzeira that you have to likewise burn a chaya that was nishchat ba'azara, a gzeira atu a behema that was nishchat ba'azara. Eli'i amrit rabbanan, but if the very din of a behema that's nishchat ba'azara being aser and having to be burnt is only a din to rabbanan, behema, my timer, why do we make such an iser by a behema? Dilma asi lemechel kachim b'chutz, because you're going to confuse that for kachim b'chutz, that you're going to come to eat basar kachim b'chutz, because when a person sees that this behema was shechted in the azara, they're going to think it's basar kachim. So if you go and eat that b'chutz, people will think you're allowed to eat basar kachim b'chutz. So that's a gzeira in the first place, not to get hanah from chulin that shechted in the azara. He gufa gzeira hanah nek minigzer gzeira l'gzeira. It wouldn't make sense to be gozer on a chaya if behema itself was a gzeira. Elamai, it's muchach that the yisur shchitas behemas chulin ba'azara, according to Rabbi Shimon, is min ha-Torah, not midrabanan. Rabbi Shem Elisha will pick up there tomorrow here in North Windmere. I'll pick up there in Bergenfield tomorrow, and Elisha will give the daf on Sunday. I'll be back Monday. Okay, good Shabbos, everybody.